The name of the Gretna restaurant, Kim Sun, means Golden Mountain. But whenever I hear it, I think immediately of a range of seafood dishes mysteriously called salt-baked. I think of an exceptional multi-course beef dinner, and I think of one of the best tofu dishes in town. Kim Sun proprietress Tina Du and her family must have seemed like trailblazers when they opened their restaurant near the Oakwood Shopping Center in 1988, a time when such Vietnamese set pieces as the soup pho, the noodle salad bún, and even spring rolls had nowhere near the local popular appeal they enjoy today. But even as such dishes proliferate across the New Orleans dining scene now, a roster of distinctive house specialties still sets Kim Sun apart. Among these specialties are a range of dishes loosely, though inaccurately, translated as salt-baked. They aren't baked or particularly salty. They're actually wok-fried and smothered with onion and black pepper. This misnomer shouldn't give much pause to New Orleanians, though, who know that barbecue shrimp really have nothing to do with barbecue. The salt-baked crabs are especially good. Served in the shell and hacked into quarters, they make the palate pulse with peppery spice and cover the fingers with buttery sauce. It's a dish for a group to attack with hungry abandon, and it feels very much like an Asian-flavored version of a crab boil. It's just as messy, too. The fried shells of salt-baked shrimp are a little too crunchy for me, so I peel them, though I know other people who eat the tails whole. A tofu dish prepared in this salt-baked style is one of my favorite meatless meals, especially when paired with a plate of garlicky sautéed greens like gai lan or water spinach. Other specialties here belong to a category of interactive and entertaining dishes cooked at the table. Ordering the bo nyung vi, for instance, calls forth a portable tabletop grill on which you cook thin-sliced marinated beef with knobs of butter before folding them into rice paper rolls with a profusion of fresh herbs and pickled vegetables. The bo nyung dam entails a similar process, though this time you dredge the raw beef in a sort of fondue of bubbling rice vinegar. These dishes are best when shared around the table, but to really put Kim Sun through its paces, find one willing dining companion and get an extravaganza of a meal called the Imperial Seven. Then, behold as the staff ferries out a progressive dinner for two with seven courses, all of them beef. The grilled and fondue dishes I just mentioned start things off. Then there's broiled beef encased in grilled green onions, grape leaves stuffed with ground beef, strips of caramelized jerky-like beef, and a dish of cool, rare beef with onions and lemon juice that tastes like a Vietnamese carpaccio. Then, for dessert, the meal ends with a soupy rice porridge of shallots, pepper, and, of course, beef. A savory dessert, beef fondue, and salt-baked seafood that's neither salty nor baked? Kim Sun sure can throw a few curveballs, but that's all right. Intrepid New Orleans eaters aren't the type to let semantics get in the way of a great meal. Learn more at wwno.org.